It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Mayor Mike Corianis. And, you know, we're going to talk about, this is the first one of 2024 when we've had Price City in here. We might as well start it off with the mayor. And we're going to talk about some of the strengths in Price City right now. And we were discussing a lot before we came on the air, and one of them just kind of resounds through everything. And it's not just Price City as a corporation, as the people that work there, but it's throughout the whole area. We're going to talk about that, and then we'll talk about a couple of other things that are going to go on in Price City. So, Mayor, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate the time.
Dave, thank you for this opportunity. Happy New Year to everybody. You know, 2024, you know, we're going to start this year off with a bang.
Might as well just get it started, right?
That's it.
You and I were talking before we came on about different things, different projects and things that have been going on in Price City. And it all kind of came back. We didn't necessarily do it on purpose, but it all kind of came back because the theme that we wanted to kind of cover in this talk was Price City's current strengths. And when we talked about it and you were telling me the things that were going on, we came up with the main strength of Price City is not only the people that live here, but the people that work for Price City as well. I mean, drop of a hat, needing the help. Yeah. So you gave me a couple of stories, and I'm going to have you go ahead and kind of let everybody know about those things and where you're coming from on that.
Well, Dave, thanks for this. And I look at as an elected official and people, you know, bring their concerns to my attention, and then I take those concerns and put it to the staff, put it to the employees, and we come up with solutions, and it's a win-win for both sides. That's what's fun about it. That's what's interesting, because we want to please people. We, you know, as an elected official, those officials represent, you know, the citizens. And we want to make sure we're taking care of those citizens. But also, you know, as the mayor and also you have the responsibility of taking care of the business side of it and making sure that everything is working within its bounds, you know, from the electricity, from the water, from the sewer, everything that it takes to run a city at our size. We're a municipality. As a municipality, we're kind of running our company, and it takes a good employee to see that vision of, you know, what is it for me if I stay with Price City, and how, you know, they're working really hard to make sure our citizens are taken care of.
And the one that I want to talk about, because every time that Tamara from the Wave Pool comes in and I ask her about it's just a different level of frustration sometimes. However, and we'll get her in and we'll talk more about it here in just a little while. The indoor pool is ready to roll.
Yes, as of last night, and I want to give a big shout out to Steve Daly. He was the project manager. Tamara and Camera went above and beyond coming up with solutions through this whole project. Between those three, this project wouldn't have, you know, happened. And trying to achieve the timeline, we could have easily gone another month with this project. But because of Tamara and Camera and Allie Chamberlain, the swim coach, everybody jumped in and we completed this project this last weekend, you know, putting the grout down and, you know, taking care of that tile. The tile was a project from our streets department and myself. We pulled that tile up. We ran the jackhammer, breaking all that tile up to get the tile up to try to achieve this timeline. It was everybody coming up with solutions because we were trying to stay within the budget for that pool project. So it was fun.
And it got completed, and just another, and that's another strength for Price City, the new indoor pool facility.
Yes, it's going to be brand new. It will look the same, but the inner workings, we've brought the new technology. There's a surge tank, so when people jump in that pool, rather than it going to the drain, now it's going into a surge tank. So when people get out, now that water gets pumped back in. So the water conservation of that pool is huge. You know, that's bringing the technology, because that pool was built when I was in the 60s, you know. I wasn't around then. No,
not
I
right.
was. I was, but yeah, that we went from that outdoor pool to the indoor pool, and we thought that was wonderful.
So we have that. We have all kinds of other great things that are on the horizon. Another thing that I have been getting emails about, and I'm sure that you have, we're already talking St. Patrick's Day Parade. We're already talking the Renaissance Festival. I mean, so many other things that are happening in Price City that are just strengths for Price City to keep things going and bring people in and just to have a good time for the citizens of Price as well.
Well, and that I have to give credit to, you know, Lane Miller, Megan Marshall, you know, that group that wanted to put that Renaissance Fair. The first year it was okay. But last year it blossomed. And you know what? The community really liked it. I got a lot of positive things that came from it. There again, on the backs of our employees, having to work that weekend and take care of everything, you know, we are answering the call of people wanting to change the dynamics and the quality of life. I think that's the other part of it. You know, we're so focused on the future of industry or what Carbon County has or Price has, but we need to focus also on, you know, quality of life. What is quality of life? You know, the pool is a big part of it. The Renaissance Fair, International Days, the parades, you know, those kids, you know, on the side of Main Street waiting for the candy to be thrown. That's a memorable moment for everybody.
And it really is. And there are plenty of other great things that are going to come up in 2024, and we're going to talk about all of them. You just need to stick right here. We've got a big year ahead of us here in Price that we'll be talking about all year long. Mayor Mike, thank you so much for coming in, talking with us today. We really appreciate the time, and you've got a meeting to get to, so I'm going to let you go.
I appreciate that, and yeah, it's an economic meeting that Representative Watkins has put together. So yeah, we're talking about economics. Thank you for letting me say thank you to our citizens that are our strengths, Dave. That's one thing from our conversation you pointed out, but also the employees of, you know, Price City. Here's the other part. It's Carbon County employees I want to shout out to, because they are working with the cities and supporting and helping. So that, you know, credit is where credit's due.
Most definitely. Mayor Mike Quirionis of Price City, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming in and talking with us this morning.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.